So I'm Elise Poliafico, and here I have again with me Valerie Poliafico, and today we're going to talk about the Costa Rica exchange trip run by our school. So what did you think of this trip as an overall?
I absolutely loved it, every single part of it.
So who chaperoned the trip?
The chemistry teacher, Mrs. Pope, chaperoned the trip because it's a Spanish trip as well as a science trip. And our computer teacher at our school, Mrs. Edgar, chaperoned the trip because she speaks very good Spanish, and we needed to have at least one chaperone that spoke excellent Spanish.
So since this was an exchange trip, have the Costa Rican students come up yet?
Yeah, they were here over our Christmas break and 2 weeks in January, and prior to that, they spent 3 days in Washington, D.C.
So you already had a sort of relationship with the student you went to stay with?
Yeah, we got to know each other really well during December and January, which made it all the more exciting for those of us that flew down to Costa Rica this June and July, because we were just counting down the days until we could see our sisters and our and brother again.
So how much Spanish would you say you had to know or be able to use while in Costa Rica?
Me individually, I had to use a fair amount of Spanish. The family that I was staying with the exception of my Costa Rican sister, didn't speak any English. So I had to make sure that I was using my Spanish. But one thing that I really learned very quickly while I was down there is that it's not about the Spanish being perfect or the Spanish being fluent. It's about your Spanish being understandable. If you screw up a little bit on what you're saying, generally they'll get the idea of what you want. So it's, you don't have to focus, I didn't have to focus on my Spanish being absolutely perfect, because they knew that it wasn't my first language, so they were able to still understand what I was trying to say.
Well, that's good. What types of activities did you participate in while in Costa Rica?
We went on a tour of San Jose, their capital, one day. We got to see all kinds of museums and monuments while we were there. And we went away for a weekend. We went on a weekend vacation while we were on the vacation, which that was pretty cool. We got to see two different parts of the rainforest, as well as go out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean on a catamaran boat. So we went snorkeling in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, and I got to see a bunch of different types of tropical fish slide down a huge slide off of a boat. And then my sister in Costa Rica and I, we climbed up to the top floor of the boat and we jumped off of it into the ocean, and it was so much fun.
So were the beaches and everything nice there as well?
They were absolutely gorgeous. We saw one of the beaches in the rainforest during that trip, and the water was extremely warm, and there, like how we have seagulls on our beach, they have raccoons and monkeys on their beaches. We were just, all of us American students with our Costa Rican students put our stuff under this tree, and all of a sudden when we were getting out of the water to come up and pack up to leave, there was a monkey sitting 6 feet above our heads in the tree. So there's consistently monkeys in the trees on the beaches. It was very cool.
Wow. How was the weather?
It's actually their cold season right now, their rainy season. So the weather was not as warm as it is here right now, because their hot season is December, January, right around there. It was overcast sometimes, but it was still very humid, so it wasn't cold. Their rainy cold season is probably still almost 80 degrees every day.
So, since this is an exchange, as we know, and it's run through the West Bridgewater High School, what school do you see while you're in Costa Rica?
The Costa Rican school that we go to is the Colegio Patriarca San Jose. It's a private Catholic school down in San Ramon in Costa Rica, obviously. And everyone there is really nice. I met a bunch of my sister's friends there, and It's very cool because their school is really different than ours. In the Patriarcha, they all stay in one classroom and the teachers rotate around. And they can just kind of move the desks however they want to. They have the option to eat all of their meals in the classroom. Almost no one actually uses the cafeteria. They can sit and talk to their friends during the lessons. I actually quite like it because they make the school environment so that if you want to learn, you learn. If you just want to play on your phone all class, you can. They'll mark you down in terms of your participation and conduct grade. They'll mark down for that. But they really make learning an option. So if you don't want to learn what they're teaching, you don't have to, which I feel like is realistic in terms of what our colleges are like. So I feel like it would prepare them for the independence that you're forced to have when you're in college.
So in a way, the students who decide not to pay attention do not end up hindering the students who are trying to learn.
Right, and the thing is, sometimes some of the students might not be feeling it during class, but then these kids might go home and study for 4 hours at night. I found that a lot of the students down there did that. They would do a lot of studying at night. They would sit and they would study for hours and hours, and because it's an option, you don't have to, but they wanted to. They wanted to learn. They were driven to learn.
So, culturally speaking, outside of school, how would you say it's different from here in America?
A lot of the students that were my age or a year older didn't have part-time jobs. They just kind of could walk to their friends' houses after school, and they could go out for lunch or do what they wanted to. They didn't have to go to school and then go to sports practice and then go to work and then go home and do their homework and then go to bed. There was a lot more freedom and flexibility in their schedules, which meant that they were less stressed. They weren't running themselves dry like some students here do.
So is there any other, would you say, cultural differences that are very different than here in America?
Well, the meals are a bit different. Like, they tend to do a large lunch and then a small dinner. And I don't know that there's a huge emphasis on family dinners there. Because some of the families that some of our students stayed with did no family dinners. It's more, what I found was that it's more of a come and eat with us if you're hungry. You don't have to come and eat all together. So it's not like you're being forced to eat when you're not hungry. You have the option to.
Interesting. Is this a trip that you would recommend other students take in the future?
Absolutely. We only had 6 students go this year from the U.S., including myself, but I truly feel like it was an incredible life-changing experience, and I improved my relationship not just with my host sister, but her family felt like my family truly the entire time I was down there. And I formed relationships with her friends. It's just an incredible experience, and I can't imagine having not gone on this exchange trip. So I 100% think that all of the Spanish students at our school should go on this trip.
Do you have any plans to return in the future?
Absolutely. I've actually already started saving my money for plane tickets so that I can go again to Costa Rica after I graduate during July of 2019.
Well, that's amazing. I'm glad you enjoyed this trip, and thank you for joining me again today to talk about Costa Rica.
Thanks for having me, Elise.